And a very good morning to you. And by the way, that interview was, if you're wondering how I got my voice back so quickly, it was pre-recorded last week sometime. So Lyle was flying out the country, going to some South American country to either wreak havoc or find out more about it. But at the end of the day, we did a pre-record. So what a pleasure today. Actor and comedian Aaron McElroy, not the golfer, okay? He's one of South Africa's most popular entertainers, a string of performances on stage, blockbusters under his belt, and you'll remember him, and a lot of people actually think he still is, Mr. Milton in Spud. What a pleasure having you here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for, I hope you get well soon. You look better than you sound. That's what I was telling you.
Sorry, I should have been laughing. But no, thank you very much. But an absolute privilege having you in. And, you know, in the world where we're trying to push everybody into the artificial intelligence field, what people don't realize is your skill. And a lot of people who have your skill, that's essential for the future.
Well, we'll see. I think the jury's out on that. I think that certainly how that skill is, I agree. But I think I think that the creative arts are the one domain where human beings still have the edge.
Absolutely.
On everything else.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
In 15, 20 years from now, it's still going to be applied by a human being.
Let's hope. You know, we'll see. But how that is applied and on
exactly.
What medium, and is it going to be live or is it going to be recorded? Like maybe there's going to be a pushback to like real, authentic, you have to be in the room, but we'll see.
So, the reason I got you in here, obviously, is to, there are a lot of young people trying to figure out what to do with their lives. And I'm not saying you weren't good at mathematics. I'm not saying
you were. I was actually pretty good at
mathematics. And I'm sure you were. But I'm not saying you're not good at science or geography or any of that thing. But some people just lean towards the creative side of things.
Yes.
You know, the sort of limbic part of the brain, wanting to entertain, wanting to engage, wanting to chat. What advice do you have, just given your illustrious career?
Hardly illustrious, but you know you got to love it, and I'll tell you why you got to love it. It's because it is highs and lows, really.
Absolutely.
It is, and it's a bit like sometimes you speak to young people, I'll just say, look, if you do what you love, you never have to go to work. It doesn't mean that there's no work attached.
Absolutely.
But at least the foundation, the core of what you do will be based usually in a strength. Okay, first of all, it's like if you look at me, let's say you talk about idols. Someone told a lot of those people they could sing, whereas really they shouldn't have. But there are still those few that have those skills, have those gifts, and actually they're able to excel, and that's wonderful. And the same in the arts. Part of it is a gift, and then so there's art, but most of it is artisan. That means that you've got to do the work. You have to do the skills. You have to build up. You have to do your 10,000 hours before you actually feel comfortable. All the normal stuff that goes into becoming a professional in any walk of life, I think.
Absolutely. And listen, you don't necessarily want to be on a national stage.
Yes.
You could be shining in your very own community.
Correct.
Enjoying what you do. As long as – and for me, it's all about perspective.
Yes. Well, I mean, I grew up at a time when you had to have a base in your own community. I mean, I'm a bit older, obviously, but there was no online presence. There was no – you couldn't, become famous in Sweden for, cooking programs. There was no – you had to be on stage in a place – basically treading the boards, as we used to call it, and learning or developing people who an audience base that wanted to see you and actually, more importantly, pay to see you in a hometown or in a town where people lived. Yeah.
Even more importantly, coming back for your next show.
Yes.
Because if they haven't seen you, they'll try you out. If you're pretty bad, no one's going to come back and try it again. Now, dealing with the highs and the lows, you human, a lot of people don't believe it, because you're on TV and you're this character. But we all go through tough times in our life. You almost lost your home in a fire.
I did lose my
home. Did you lose the home?
Yes, I
lost it. Okay, I thought you almost lost the whole home. You lost the whole thing?
Yeah, 3 weeks ago. We were in Grahamstown doing a show. And, I'd almost forgotten about that as you were talking. But we came home to everything being gone. Yeah.
How does one deal with that?
Well, I think we're still dealing with it, eh? You know, to be honest, Lisa, my wife, is an incredible person. Luckily, we have 4 children. So we are just processing it. But work is an incredible place that you can go, because we're still working, and we've carried on working even though we haven't got a home. But, and I'm down in Cape Town at the moment. Of course, I live in Durban. But, I think a lot of grace, actually. Indeed. You know, we need a lot of help from
indeed,
above.
Indeed, and we'll certainly keep you in our thoughts there. But I want to thank you very much for your time. We're going to be spending some time with you.